that the water came out of his kidney?
Perspires.
Okay. But if that happened yesterday, you say yesterday he worked so hard,
he's perspired.
Okay, now would you use the word sweat?
Sweat, even.
Okay, and yesterday he?
Sweated.
Okay. All right, something on your skin, a sore place, it looks like a big pimple.
A rising.
Okay, and another word for it?
Is a?
It's the same thing that water does when you heat it to a high temperature.
Oh, a blister.
But when you heat a pot of water until it rolls, you say that water is going to
boil.
Okay. And the when the boil opens up, the stuff that drains out of it is called a?
Well, there's a core in risings.
Okay.
And,
all that awful stuff in there is called a?
What are you trying to?
Okay, there's a, around any kind of a sore you might find.
I suppose.
Okay. All right, if you have an infection in your hand and your hand got bigger than it should be, you say my hand
swelled.
Okay. And somebody said it did what?
It swelled up.
Okay. A bee stung me and my hand
swollen.
It's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. If it's not infected, it probably won't
get infected.
All right, but regarding that word swollen and all, if it's not infected, it probably won't
swell.
Okay. All right, when you get a blister, the liquid that's in it is, what do you call that?
I call it the water.
Okay, the water. And when's the best time to open one up when you got a blister?
Open up through the other skin, the live skin that won't blister it.
Okay.
And it'll go down.
You were talking about if you got a sore on your foot. It used to take a long time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
I'd get infected.
Well, how did you?
We treat it with some kind of ointment, kind of brown looking ointment, sage like stuff.
Did you wear shoes all the time? Did you always wear
Not them? Always, no. We can go barefooted during the summer months.
Okay. I was just trying to think what would make a sore on your foot. All right. Foot sores take longer to heal than other sores?
Yes, kind of they get dirty and bacteria.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of socks did you wear? Okay, if somebody shoots a gun at you and the bullet hits you and goes into your skin, what you have there is called a?
A wound.
Okay. And what do you call the part around a wound that you have to burn out before it can heal?
Proud me, fresh.
Okay. And a red medicine that you put on a cut, it probably burned.
Iodine.
Okay. And what would you call the medicine that you use to treat malaria?
Quinine.
All right. And if a person was shot and didn't recover, you say he
died.
Okay. Now, if you were talking to a child or somebody whose feelings you wanted to spare and didn't want to use a harsh word like died, you might say he
passed away.
Okay. Was there any funny way of saying it, like that old mule?
He kicked the bucket.
Oh, okay. Somebody died and you don't know what the circumstances were, so you would say, I don't know why he died.
Wilk.
Okay. And where's the place where you bury people?
The cemetery.
Okay.
Graveyard.
Graveyard. If it's on your own property, what would
it be? It'd be a private cemetery.
Okay. Near the church, what would you call one?
Church cemetery.
Okay. And what's the box like where you put the?
The coffin.
Okay. And the service when you're burying somebody.
The funeral services.
Okay. And the people who are